community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store talking to his friend, Grandpappy Sears.
Listen, I might not have heard you right, Abner. Did you say Lum went to the ladies' aid meeting?
Yeah, that's what I said, Grandpap. He's over there right now, I reckon.
Don't tell me he's joined that now. What will that Lum do next?
Well, Grandpap, he ain't joining up with them.
Just putting in his application, huh?
No, he ain't even trying to get in the outfit. He just went over there to make them a little talk.
Well, I don't believe they'd take him in no ways. That's mostly women. Fact is, it's all women.
I know it is.
Well, you better tell Lum then.
Lum knows it too, Grandpap. I told you he just went over there to make a talk, a speech to him. See, he's trying to find a house for foster childers and his family to move into. They ain't got no place to live now, you know. They got kicked out of that Dixon place.
Well, what's Lum doing that for? He don't owe them nothing, does he?
No. He just wants to help them, though. Lum, just that kind of a feller, likes to help folks.
More than likely he figured out some way to raise that $300 by getting them a place.
No, that ain't got nothing to do with it.
Well, Lum still owes for that pianer he give to the church, don't he?
Yeah.
He's got to pay that pretty quick, don't he?
Well, it's due in a couple of weeks, I believe. But I know that ain't got nothing to do with Lum trying to find them a house.
No, I know it ain't either. That's mighty nice of him to get out and try to wrestle them a place.
Why, sure.
How come I'm leaving a Dixon place?
Well, the Dixons is coming back here, so I heard, and they were just renting the place temporary, so they've got to get out. But there ain't no other place around here. That's the whole trouble.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, what's Lum doing about raising that money? That's what I want to know.
Money for the pioneer?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I ain't talked much to him about it. It's his business. I don't want to be butting into his business, you know.
Well, how's he aiming on getting the childresses a house when there ain't a vacant place in town?
I told you, Grandpap, that's what he's doing over at the ladies' aid meeting this afternoon.
I don't get it. One minute you're talking about the childresses needing a house, and the next minute you're talking about Lum making a speech over at the meeting, and the next minute you're talking about him trying to raise $300.
If you'll just stop asking so dead blame many questions, I'll explain it to you.
Explain what to me?
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Trouble with you, Abner.
Look, Grandpap, if you don't want to hear this, I don't care. You was the one that brung it up, not me.
Well, don't raise
it. I can't talk.
Quit raising your voice at me.
I'll raise my voice at you any time I want to.
Trouble with you is you're always trying to pick a fuss with somebody. If you want a scuffle, just get out here on the front walk.
I don't want a scuffle. Now, sit back down there. I don't want to have no trouble with you. My dog has never seen such a fella. Just skip the whole thing. Got more important work to do around here to argue with you. Come down here, and I want to sit and visit with you. You ain't here 5 minutes till you're trying to start a fight.
All right. I'll shut up.
Just stop a man from keeping up with his work. That's what you do all the time.
Work?
Yeah, I've got work to do. I'm supposed to make a display out of noodle soup.
Out of noodle soup?
Yes, sir.
What in the world kind of a display can you make with that stuff? You're going to have an awful mess around here, Abner.
It's in the cans, Grandpa.
Oh.
I just wished I could study up something different for a change. I've been running things over in my mind. Lum always leaves that up to me, you know, to stack the canned goods up and display them. And all I can ever think of to do is just stack them up in a triangle, sort of, I reckon you'd call it. You know, where they come to a point up at the top.
Yeah, why don't you try starting with the point at the bottom and work up? No, I guess that wouldn't hurt.
I know it wouldn't. I tried it. That's how I broke that winder light out there in the winder last year doing that.
Over at the ladies' aid meeting, huh?
Huh?
What kind of a talk's he making them?
Huh? Oh, well, see, the main idea is to trap the widow Cobb into asking the foster childresses to come over and live at her place.
Leave it to Widder Cobb's place?
Yeah, that's what he's got in mind.
Oh, she'll never do it. No, she'll never in the world do it.
Well,
she won't hardly let nobody step in her parlor, let alone live in there.
I know it. That's why Lum's got to trap her into it.
He'll never do it.
Well, I'll admit it's going to be hard, but Lum thinks he's got a pretty good plan studied up. See, he went over there to see the widow this morning and ask her about it. And she just turned him right down flat on the whole deal.
Well, natural. I could have told him that before he went and saved him a trip.
Yeah, well, he thought his magneto personalities would win her over, I think.
Yeah, if you want my opinion, that Magneto of his has always had a short in it.
Yeah, well, he tried it anyway, because, see, he looked the whole town over, and that was the only place he could figure out for him to live.
Well, that ain't no place for him. I can tell him that right now.
Well, no, might not be the best in the world, but there she is, Grandpap, living all alone in that big house of hers, with a couple of extra rooms just going to waste, you might say.
Near as I can see, that whole house is going to waste. She don't live in it, she just guards it.
Oh, yeah, she's awful fussy about it.
How does Lum think he's going to trap her into it?
Well, Lum's going to get up at the meeting and go through a long rigmarole about how bad the Childers family needs a place to live in. And how a community like Pine Ridge oughtn't to let anybody be homeless and all that. And then he's going to ask if they want somebody there that was living all by themselves that had a couple of extra rooms that they could spare.
Well, is the Widder Cobb at the meeting?
Why, sure, that's the whole point. See, Lum figures that when he asks that, why, everybody starts studying. And right away, they'll all think of the Widder Cobb. And she'll know that's what they're thinking, too. So there won't be but one thing for her to do, and that's to just stand right up and say that she'll take them in with her.
Yeah, put her on the spot, huh?
Yeah. I know it might work, too, I'll tell you that. That Lum's pretty smart on that psychology business.
Well, it would with anybody else, but with her, I don't know.
Yes,
she's just too pigeon-toed persnickety with that house. Every spavin-legged thing in that place is just so.
Yeah, well... It won't be when little Caldwell gets in there.
Little who well?
Caldwell. He's the oldest Childers youngin.
Oh, yeah.
Little tow-headed boy.
That wild little Indian. Yeah, I know him.
Oh, he's a terror, that boy. I almost hate to see him come to the store to buy liquor sticks. He generally busts something before he gets out of here, turns something over. One fell in the pickle barrel here one day. I had to fish him out of there and pump him for 30 minutes to get the breath back in him.
Oh, and then he carries that hog around with him.
Oh, yeah, that thing follows him every place.
Little red shoot.
Well, it ain't so little now. It was when they first got it, but that thing weighed 350, 400 pounds now. Follows him every place.
Bigger than Caldwell.
Yeah, oh.
And, of course, them twins are just about as bad, Hortense and Homer.
Yeah, but they're younger. They ain't but four, I believe it is.
Yeah, but there's two of them to make up for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Two of them four, that's eight. I just hate to think what they're going to do to the widow's parlor over there.
Oh, lovely.
You know, she has got an awful nice place.
Oh, she has. She's got the best place in town. Got that red plush sofa and that flowered carpet on the floor. Ain't nobody else in town to measure up to that, I'll tell you that.
No, and that fancy gramophone with the morning glory speaker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's got the latest stuff. There's no doubt about that.
And you know, she...
Uncle Josh Record, she's got to just love to listen to them.
You know, she's got that place just chock full of genuine Mission Oak furniture.
Yeah.
All regular veneer, too. None of that hardwood junk.
Oh, I know. Elizabeth just gives anything she's got to get a dining room set like that.
Upholstered in genuine leatherette, too.
Yeah, but, law me, we can't afford nothing like that. I'll bounce you that outfit. Cost $30.
$29.95.
Well, I missed it a little there.
Charity showed it to me in the wish book 1,000 or 100 times.
Yeah.
She just loves it.
Oh, Elizabeth sits there in front of the fireplace in winter and just looks at that wish book, just drools for that Mission Oak stuff. I reckon the widders envy every woman in town. I know Elizabeth's always saying what good taste the widder has got. Always remark about them peacock feathers she's got crisscrossed on top of the picture she's got hanging in the parlor.
Oh, yeah, that
first
is
first man,
nice.
I believe it was.
That is nice. Elegant.
Yeah. Oh, she's got it fixed up high class, you know, two ways about that.
Well, take that stove she's got in the middle of the parlor.
Yeah.
She's got it polished up to where it looks like it never has been used, even.
Well, I doubt if it has. I believe she'd rather catch a pneumonies than take a chance on getting any soot in that parlor.
Well, Charity was over there one day.
Wait a minute, there comes along. I can't hardly wait to hear how the widow acted when she seen she had to take in the Childers.
About you, she painted.
Oh, not her. Well, how'd the meeting go, Lum? Is everything settled now?
Oh, yeah, it's settled, all right.
Well, good. See there, what'd I tell you, Grandpa?
That's right, I just never figured she'd give in.
What'd she say, Lum?
Who?
Widder Cobb.
Oh.
After you asked the women folks that question about who had a house all by themselves with some extra rooms, did the widder get right up like you expected?
Yeah, she got up all right.
All right, doggies, you sure had this thing figured out right, Lum. I've got to hand it to you.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
Well, she said she knowed of just such a place. Said she thought the Chowrises would be awful happy there, too.
Well, bless her heart.
And she said the name of the kind, wonderful person that owned this house was Lum Eddard.
Bless her lips, huh? Lum Eddard.
And then they give me a rising vote of thanks and a meeting adjourned.
Well, Lum, you mean the Chowrises is moving in with you? Homer, Hortense, little Caldwell, the whole kit and caboodle?
The whole family. When will I ever learn to keep my big mouth shut?
Be it ever so humble, there'll be no place for Lum.